Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Well, praise God, hallelujah, and to glory, the glory all belongs to Him. As we have come to you again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson. Listen, I just wanted to tell you thank you today for all the things that you have done to help us to bring these broadcasts to you and to make them available to you. You know, as we endeavor to come out today and share with you our heart from what we believe the word of the Lord is saying. We were kind of getting into a thing on last week. And once again, welcome to the blog. And thank you for listening. And those of you who will be listening in the archives will be listening in after this is recorded. I just want to say to you, God's blessings be upon you today. And the richest and the greatest and the best that the Lord has to offer to you in this life. Make this the greatest day of your life, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, as the psalmist said. But as I come to you today, I just wanted to, we want to pick back up on what we were sharing a couple of episodes ago when we got into the fact that there was no racism in the kingdom. And I was trying not to get into that, but as I began to talk, I began to see the importance and the significance of what was being shared. Listen, the theme scripture from where we are talking is out of the book of Matthew, chapter 6, the apostle Matthew, and verses 33 and 34. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, verse 34 says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And I share with you, that seems to be a paradox. The Lord is not saying not to have visions and plans. He's saying not to make those visions and plans, of course, your focus for what you want to do or what I desire to do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, the Lord says, "I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. They are plans to prosper you and to do good to you and give you," as one scripture said, or one translation says, "an expected end." In other words, the Lord has plans for us, and he wants us to line up with his plans for us and not us try to line up our plans to fit his thing. Does that make sense to you? Well, let's dive right into it. Now, on the last broadcast, we were talking about, I mentioned Romans chapter 1. We went to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, where it says, "Righteousness exalted a nation." We talked a little bit about that, and then we talked about 1 Peter 2:9, which says, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation." Go back and listen to that broadcast, and you'll get an understanding of where we're going with this one. But today, we're going to try to tackle that Romans 1. Then we're going to go a little bit talking about what I shared a little bit, what we got into, I believe, by the Spirit of God, and that is about racism. And we were talking about the equality that's in the kingdom. But before we go there, let's trail to Proverbs chapter 29. We'll work to get to Romans chapter 1 and 10. But Proverbs chapter 29 and we started at verse 15, and where 2 says this. Verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. So what the proverbial writer is saying here is that when the righteous are in authority, then this is what happens. The people, they began to have an increase. That's what that really means. The people have increased. That means they rejoice in every area of their life, not just one, not just two, not just money, just things or control the power. But they began to increase and do good things in every area of their lives. Now, we talked about that with the kingdom, and we were sharing about 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, when we were sharing about an unholy nation. Now, it's a twofold thing. We know that the kingdom of heaven is exalted by righteousness because righteousness is a part of the kingdom of heaven. And we're going to get into that a little bit, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Yeshua, the kingdom of Yahweh. We're going to get into that a little while about what the kingdom really is. But anyway, so increases in the kingdom of heaven. It's no lack. It's no poverty. There's no deficiencies in the kingdom. The kingdom is power-packed and full of blessing. I mean, blessing. I mean, every area of your life. Let me just give you some examples. If you need money, it's in the kingdom. If you need health, it's in the kingdom. If you need for example, in health, if you need a new eye, it's in the kingdom. If you need a new leg, it's in the kingdom. My former apostle used to say that it's a miracle that people don't have legs. It's a miracle that people don't have eyes. It's a miracle that people can't talk. It's a miracle that people can't hear. Listen, everything that I need is in the kingdom. And that's why the scripture goes on to tell us, glory to God, in Matthew chapter 6, that in verse 33, and all these, if you seek the kingdom at first in his righteousness, God's way of doing things, and how he has it already planned and set for us, then all of these things shall be, that means everything, inclusive, all means inclusive of everything, inclusive of all. There's nothing lacking there. The kingdom is full and power-packed. So, Proverbs 29, when the righteous are in, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when they are not in authority, when the wicked here beareth rule, the people mourn, and that just simply means that the people groan. Listen, there's so much in that. It's so much in all of these scriptures, and there are so many ways I can go. You know, the Bible says that even the earth groans. The earth is upset today. Why? Because it is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You and me. The earth is even crying out saying, hey, Jerry, stand up. Jerry, be God's citizen. Be God's ambassador. Be God's man in the earth so that we can get healed. Did you remember that scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 says, when God begins to talk about that, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, evil ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. That means not just our physical land that we have. That means out here in the atmosphere of the body, but also our bodies, everything about us that's land-oriented, because we were created out of dust. See, you're getting me off on this thing. Lord have mercy, I'm going into that direction. But let me stay right here. I just I'm just full today, and I'm always full, of what God is doing and what his magnificent words are. David said it like this. He said, it is of the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Okay, come on, Jerry. Let's get back to it, baby. So with Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2, and he goes on to talk about that when the righteous, but in authority the people rejoice. But in verse 15, it says of that particular chapter, Proverbs 29, did I have that right? Yes, verse 15. It says, the rod of the reproof gives wisdom, but a child left behind. No, that's not it. He says, correct. 16. With the wicked, multiplied transgressions increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. In other words, don't worry about what people are doing to you. What, people that are wicked. David said, how long will the wicked progress and the righteous just be set back and watch? The proverbial writer said in verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied transgressions, when they wicked days, listen to that. He says, and increase it, but the righteous shall see their fall. They're going to fall. They can't stand. David said that 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but it shall not come nigh. Listen, that's so important to you. That's so important to me. Now, as we're getting over to, let's see, can we drift over to Romans chapter 1. So listen, your way, my way, our ways are not the right way. let me put emphasis on that. Your way and my way is not the right way. It's just not the right way, and it's never going to be the right way. Let's talk about that. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15, it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. In other words, there's a way that seems right to you and me. it's crazy to us. You know, we think that our way is the way, but no, it's not our way. It's Yahweh, his way. Yeah, it's God's way. And that is the bottom line of how we deal with things. But let's go to the book of Romans since we were journeying into that direction, so that you'll have an understanding of what I was saying about what the Roman writer was emphasizing when he began to minister in Romans chapter 1 about how God has set things in order. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Listen, the righteousness is revealed to us. And how is it revealed to us? How is it revealed to you? How is it revealed to me? Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I share with you as I'm coming into the runway of this, because my time is running out already. But the bottom line is that we receive righteousness by faith. Well, I got 1 minute left. You know what? We receive righteousness by faith. But the only way we can do that, and we're going to talk about John chapter 3 when we come back on Friday. But you get tuned in. You get set in, because righteousness is so important. Righteousness is God's way, his righteousness, and all of these things, everything that you need, everything that I need. We're going to talk about that, everything that's necessary to live a successful, a prosperous, victorious, overcoming life is in seeking the kingdom of God and making it first priority in your life and in my life. Listen, until we, you and I, come together again, may grace and peace be multiplied unto you in Jesus' name.